The National Endowment for the Arts has been funded at the same rate for the past 4 years at $146 million. This may seem like quite a large sum until you realize that the agency took a 40% cut back from $176 million in 1992. It has never fully recovered. The president and CEO of the Utah Symphony, Utah Opera, Malia Taranjo, was selected to offer testimony to the House Interior Appropriations Committee to stress the importance of increased federal funding.
We asked for an additional allocation of about $9 million from where the funding is currently, knowing you have to reach for the stars in order to try to maintain even where we are right now.
Taranjo says that to arts organizations, increased federal support means much more than simple monetary value.
The impact that the NEA has on our organizations and our communities is incredibly significant, because I'm able to say, you know, we were awarded a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts for this project, and because of that, you as a corporation or foundation, please join us in this project because it has this great endorsement.
NEA funding has allowed for new commissions and world premieres at the Utah Symphony, Utah Opera, the largest performing arts organization in the West.
To have the federal government endorse the value of arts in our culture, to have a civil society, is incredibly important.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Allie Snow.